Today's Look at the Front Page is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to Squarespace.com and use the code FRONTPAGE.
With new unemployment figures coming out Friday, manufacturing companies are complaining they can't fill their job openings. Britain says one way to limit greenhouse gas emissions is by flying less. It's refusing to build more runways that could handle more planes. And the frenzy over where basketball star LeBron James may play next. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says a lot of manufacturing companies are complaining they can't fill their job openings. They say they can't find workers with the skills they need. Manufacturers appear to have spent the recession speeding the push toward greater automation. Now they're looking to hire people who can run computerized machinery and do more math than assembly line workers used to. Economists expect the employment figures coming out Friday will show that manufacturers continued adding jobs last month, but the overall job picture darkened. When he was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI earned a reputation as the Vatican insider who recognized the threat the sex abuse scandals posed to the church. Friday's Times says church documents cast the Pope's track record in a different light. Ratzinger was given power to handle abuse cases only after some bishops complained about resistance from Rome. Australian Auxiliary Bishop Emeritus Jeffrey Robinson says despite numerous warnings, top Vatican officials, including Ratzinger, took time to face up to the abuse problems. Federal prosecutors revealed new evidence against four suspected Russian spies. One suspect, known as Juan Lazaro, signed a confession saying he worked for Russia's intelligence service. He also said Juan Lazaro is not his real name, but he wouldn't say what his real name is. He said the intelligence service bought his house in Yonkers, and he said his wife, Spanish-language journalist Vicky Peláez, had delivered letters for him to the service. Britain's new coalition government is making an unusual stand on the environment. It's refusing to build more airport runways to accommodate more airline flights. Prime Minister David Cameron's government says more flying will mean more greenhouse gases, and Britain is committed to lowering emissions. Britain is a hub for low-cost airlines, and that's turned Britons into frequent flyers who jet off to weekend homes in Spain or bachelor parties in Prague. Since December, 250 Chicago public school students have had someone on call 24 hours a day. The someone is an advocate whose job includes keeping the students alive. In the last school year, 226 Chicago students were shot and wounded on the way to school or on the way home. Another 32 were killed. Education experts say the advocates are part of the most intensive safety intervention ever tried in a big city school system. It took on new significance after Monday's Supreme Court ruling that appeared to doom Chicago's ban on handguns. As they left, the New Jersey Nets passed the New York Knicks in the driveway of the parking garage. Everyone was in Cleveland to see basketball's greatest free agent, LeBron James. Sports columnist Harvey Arreton says James has yet to choose New York over remaining in Cleveland, but the preliminary reports seem to be he won't be heading this way. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
Today's Look at the Front Page is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create and manage a high-quality website or blog. Brand new widgets allow you to pull your social accounts from across the web and seamlessly integrate them on your Squarespace site. With native solutions for Twitter, Flickr, and RSS feeds, Squarespace social widgets give you the flexibility to display your social activities with a style that you control. Use Squarespace for all your website needs. Build it, host it, and manage it. For a free trial, go to squarespace.com. No credit card needed. Just try it out to build your website. Then if you decide to purchase it, get 10% off when you enter offer code FRONTPAGE.
Inside Friday's Times, militant suicide bombers struck Pakistan's most important Sufi shrine, killing at least 37 people. It was a devastating attack on the moderate, more flexible blend of Islam practiced by most Pakistanis. The bombs went off just before midnight. That's the peak worship time at the shrine in Lahore. The National Rifle Association came out against Elena Kagan's nomination to the Supreme Court. Times reporter Cheryl Gay Stolberg says that could drive down support among Republican senators she'd faced at this week's confirmation hearings.
Senator Jeff Sessions, the Republican, top Republican on the committee, said at the outset that this wasn't going to be a coronation. It was a confirmation, but it kind of turned out to be a coronation. By the end, conservatives were having a hard time making anything stick against Elena Kagan. It didn't work with the military recruitment issue at Harvard. It didn't work on partial birth abortion and gun rights issues she worked on in the Clinton administration. So then they started saying, well, she's too deferential to Congress. We're worried that she won't be willing to strike down laws that are too expansive. But frankly, I'm not really sure how far that argument is going to take them.
Times reporter Cheryl Gay Stolberg. Without Republican backing, Florida Governor Charlie Crist is having trouble raising money in his independent bid for the Senate. So he's turning to Democrats. Times reporter Michael Luo says that's affecting where he stands on issues.
He's definitely tacked to the left on a couple of big things, and that draws people to him, actually. I mean, and he actually, in these three-way races, is leading in these polls.
Times reporter Michael Luo. Friday's Business Day section says Google is buying the travel software company ITA. Google is looking to improve on a feature in Microsoft's Bing search engine. Google says ITA will work on creating new online flight search tools. Bing Travel already provides detailed airfare data. The same search on Google links only to sites like CheapTickets.com and Expedia. Google says almost half of all airline tickets are now sold online. A congressional commission questioned Goldman Sachs and AIG about the way their two companies set prices on complex mortgage securities during the financial crisis. Commission Chairman Phil Angelides pressed Goldman on whether it made negative bets that became a self-fulfilling prophecy. AIG, on the other hand, had a large positive bet because it insured Goldman's mortgage securities. New York Governor David Patterson spent most of Thursday vetoing thousands of legislative earmarks. He had to stop from time to time to put down his pen and rest his hand. The state budget is now 3 months late. Lawmakers have approved $135 billion in spending, but they haven't okayed taxes and fees to generate the money. The current holdup is a dispute between Patterson and legislative leaders over how to deal with a potential billion-dollar shortfall in federal Medicaid financing. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.